produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good day, brothers and sisters. My name is Evangelista Jaloncadlo, broadcasting on SKM Radio Network, U.S. and the world. And the name of our program is Putin Baha'i in His Presence, and it's been produced by Mercedes Goto. It gives me great pleasure that today I'm going to share the Word of God to you. And I believe as I'm going to share the Word of God, it will liberate you, it will change your situation, it will change your circumstances. And if you can apply it to your daily life, it can change how you see life or how you see things in your life. It is my prayer that after reading this Word of God, it may God energize you and may God strengthen you and may God empower you and strengthen you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I just want you last to look that there are situations that or the visitation that is divine that come from God. There are people that you are meant to meet, and when you met them, the truth is that your life will never be the same. And when time you are still not, you have not met them, you remain the same no matter what kind of people that you meet, no matter the kind of people that you think, oh, if I can have this or I can have that, maybe my life will change. But a lot of time we have these things, but our life remains the same. You thought that maybe when I can have a lot of money, my situation will never be the same again. If I have a lot of friends, maybe my pain will go away. These are things that we see happening to our life, and we tend to think they've been caused because something's missing. But in reality, there is some spiritual place that as children of God or people that we have to be, but we find ourselves not to be. We are in the place in the wrong time or where it's the wrong. But every time we find ourselves in a very a difficult situation because we are where we are not supposed to be. When it's the right time, we are where we were not supposed to be, but we are in time but at the wrong place. And here I want us to go to John chapter 4, verse 4, when Jesus met this woman that the Bible doesn't tell us what kind of woman he is. But we had an understanding that he was called a Samaritan woman, that when in a time when Jesus met this particular woman, you can look by the way the disciple of Jesus Christ were perplexed or astonished why Jesus will be meeting this kind of woman, because they thought that it was not proper to a man to meet a woman in that particular place. And what they were discussing, he had no business, Jesus, to meet with that woman. He could have never even taken a road to Samaria. He could have taken another way. But the truth is that God has an appointment with a particular woman. That is why, because Jesus was not going to Samaria, but he was going to Jerusalem. But at a time when he met this woman, he was at the well. Maybe the woman never thought that he needed anything, because through the confidence that she has in her life, the way he spoke with Jesus Christ, is a woman that you can think that there are things that he understands, because he kind of like understand that how the Israelites treat the Samaritan, because they know that what kind of some women people were living in Samaria. That is why when Jesus asked him for water, there's a problem, because he say you cannot even ask water from me. And their discussion, you will look at the deeper understanding of, or the wisdom that is in the woman, the persistence to the woman, that even when God is trying to explain something, he asks questions. He asks difficult questions. He asks questions that not a lot of people will be prepared to answer. He wants the Lord Jesus Christ to answer some questions. And his honesty, even when he asked questions, it would have never mattered what they could have labeled him, because the way he discussed this matter with Jesus, he has no idea who Christ is. He has no idea who he has met. He has no idea. When we are confronted with our past and confronted with our presence, many people are not honest that they should be. That is why there's no turnaround of people changing for the life that they used to live, because in reality, people, it become more difficult for them to have an understanding who Christ is in their lives. That's why woman, when Jesus asked him some questions, that where is your husband, then you are married to the five husband, even the one that you are living with now, he never denied everything, but he agreed to everything, the prophecy that Jesus Christ has said to his, to her life. And you understand by that, that this woman was very honest and very persuasive. You see, when Jesus say, give me the water with what? Because you are not even having anything to draw the water with. Why do you ask water from me? When Jesus explained to them, the water, I have the water that you needed the most. And even the water that I can give you, you will never get thirsty. And he go back to say, maybe let me tell you something, sir. Do you know this well is the well of Jacob? It's from the generation to generation. Where I am, where I'm drinking something that has been here for. Do you say the one that has been proven and tested? The life that I'm living in, it has been proven and tested. That is his life. And you are telling me about another water. What kind of water that you need? And Jesus tried to explain to her the type of water that he would give him, that he shall never be thirsty. Well, when we can embrace the cross and embrace Jesus Christ, Jesus is trying to explain to this particular woman that if I can give you this, if I can give you this water, you will never in your lifetime be thirsty. It's something that is big even today, that when it can explain to an ordinary Christian the gift of God for our lives in our life, it looks impossible. It looks something that it cannot happen that way. Even if we like it, even if we can try to treat it in other way around, it's something that can never happen. Again, something that has been tested for years, that you have going through. You promise something that is everlasting. The quest, there's no one who will ever drink and never be thirsty anymore. It's impossible. There's nothing like that. Nothing like that ever existed. The conversation that the woman is making with Christ, it makes it impossible to understand in a natural, because it has never been proven. It has never been seen anywhere, because he's thinking like drinking water with your mouth. It's an everyday situation. Maybe he used to go there every day. And when Jesus was saying this thing, come on, man, it can never be. That is why when you try to tell people of who Christ is, it become impossible for people to have an understanding who Christ is in their life. It become impossible for them to have an understanding at what God wants to do in their life. Because when you look at your life and you ask yourself, how this thing is possible? How this thing is possible that you said Christ will give me? How is it possible that I will never thirst anymore? Maybe try to explain these things to me. Try to tell me these things that so that I can tell others. Maybe they will have an understanding. But where I stand, I have never seen such thing happen. It's impossible. It's something that has never been proven, and you want to promise us it's something that can happen. No, it cannot. Show us the track record. Show us where have you seen that thing happen. And it, that thing is a thing that is going to from generation to the unbelief. That's why one man saying, Lord, help me for my unbelief. Because the things that Christ is telling us about are the things that we have never in our lifetime believed that Christ we can have through Christ or through having the Spirit of God in our lives. See, it's something that are difficult to explain to people. And this woman of Samaria, when God has told them these things, you just wonder what John, when his disciple arrived there, they were perplexed. They asked some questions. So how did it happen that they find Jesus in a situation where he's with a woman? And you can ask yourself, who told John before he wrote these things? Who told them what was happening there? But prior to reading, you can never say Jesus has told John these things, because a lot of time Jesus do not disclose things that he spoke to people. He never said the things adjutiting, but Wabankatson. He never do that. Every time you can only understand that this woman, by the character that he had, this thing was being told by this woman. This was an honest woman when he had convicted, when he had heard what God has done in his life. The Bible telling us he rushed to the inner city and told people, already, the one who told me, the one who told me, I've been told things that I know nothing about. I've been told things that I've never think or anticipated that they are truth. I've been told things that by look of things, I never thought they existed. And this woman, after I've been told, they told this thing, it might be possible that he told John about it. He told John that what has happened. He told John what the stuff that has happened in his life. He told John about these things. He told John that what they were had discussion with the master. A woman of substance, a woman of perseverance, a woman of great understanding. He understood who Christ is in his life. He understood what Christ wants to do in his life. And he went ahead and he told Christ about his life and the things that had happened and the things that the master has told him about. He told him. I am here today to tell you that your life and the things that you've done in your life, I understand that they belong to you, but Master knows about them. Be honest when you come to Christ. Tell Christ your problem. Tell Christ things that are hectic in your life. Tell Christ the things that makes you your unbelief, that create an unbelief in your life. To be honest when you come, be persistent into the other things. They need person of honesty. You have to be honest in your life to access this power of God. Like this woman, he go out there after receiving to Jesus Christ, and he tell people that he told me many things about myself, things that no one has ever knew. He told me personal stuff that no one has ever told me. He told me, I have found the one. I have the one that hear from God. I am here to tell you this day that this woman was honest, has a perseverance, and listened the way he listened to the Lord and what the Lord can do in his life. I'm here today to tell you. I'm here.
I don't know what you have going through in your life. I don't know the problems that you have seen in your life. I don't know the things that had happened to you, but I know that Jesus is great. Look at what it has happened. Look at what has happened to this Samaritan woman. Jesus, as we started, we have said he had no business to meet with this woman. He knew nothing about this woman. There is that divine connection that has been made through God Jesus Christ. Because the woman, Jesus had no business going through that road, but because of the divine power and the glory of God, Jesus departed and go through Samaria. And when he was there, he met this woman. And immediately you can see when the way that woman came to Jesus Christ, that maybe he could have been 1 hour late, maybe he can be 1 hour earlier, but he was right in time at the well, come to the well when Jesus was there. And when Jesus has asked him to give him drink, the woman knows his story, and the woman who knows who he is, he knows Jesus Christ. He say, by the way he calls, that he is a Jew. He know that he is an Israelite. Say, we have no business with you. Don't waste my time. But Jesus quickly, he say, now the woman realize something. You must realize when God is about to change. You must be able to look at the time and know time and situation. When God, the hand of God is upon you. When is the time to move with the move of God? Because the Jesus said to the woman, thy woman knowest the gift of God. If thou knowest the gift of God, and who is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given the living water. You see, if you know the gift of God, there's a gift of God in your life, in your situation, in your turmoil, when life situation is very tough for your life. There is a gift of God in your life. That woman, he's about to discover the gift of God in his life. He discovered when Jesus said, I have more to give than you giving to me. When you start to realize that there is more that God can give to you, more than what you can give to God. There is more that God is willing to give to you. The problem is that Satan close your eyes, that you cannot see what God wants to do in your life. It becomes difficult. It becomes difficult to give to the work of God. It becomes difficult to do the work of God because you don't see the gift of God in your life. Until such time when you can realize what God is wanting to do. Until that time you can realize the situation that God has put you through. That there is something about my situation. There is something about my life that God's wanting to do. There is something that God's wanting to do in your life. But your mind is preoccupied by the things of the world. And when your mind is preoccupied by the things of the world, you cannot even see what God truly wants to do in your life. This woman had to hear from the Lord say, thou knowest not the gift of God. If he had knew, I would have given this living water. If you knew the gift of God in your life, if you knew the blessing of God that is upon your life, if you have listened to the word of God, if you have listened to God what to do. And this woman say, but there's a problem, even if I wanted to, because you have nothing to draw water with. There's a situation in your life because you have nothing to contain the water that I'm about to give you. And there is no this living water. And the woman, he was straightforward to read. Look here, master. We have to look at something. Are you greater than Jacob? The one who gave the land to his son, Joseph? Who have given us this way? Are you saying you are greater than him? You look young. You cannot have that power and ability to give these things to anyone. Because we understand that he has done everything. His crop, his cattle grew in these things. We don't understand what you are saying to us. What is what you're trying to tell us? And the master continued to tell him, you don't understand. Whoever shall drink this water, he will never be thirsty anymore. Whoever shall drink on me, he shall never be thirsty anymore. He shall not be thirsty. Because the water I give you, it shall be in him. And the water of the spring upon the everlasting life is a water of life. What I'm about to give you, it's life. What you're about to give me. And this woman, there's something. Maybe his eyes start to pop on. What's happening to you? Am I seeing something that I do not know here? And the woman said to him, say, give me this water. He said, if it's what you're saying, I want that water. Give it to me. Allow Jesus Christ to give me this life. Allow Jesus Christ to give you this power. Allow Jesus Christ to transform your life. Allow him in your life. Call unto Jesus Christ. But Jesus said to him, but there is a problem. There's a problem in this equation. Go and call your husband. Go and call your husband. And the honest woman, when he realized that, yeah, my situation today, it's about to change. My situation is no longer the same. He's an honest woman more than any Christians that we see in the days we are living in. He said, I have not. A lot of things that we think that we have, we have not. A lot of things that are in our possession are stolen things. Things that are in our possession are the things that we do not have to have. They do not belong to us. They were not given to us. And the woman comes straight to Jesus Christ and tells the master that I have no husband. How many Christians are dishonest when they are confronted with their daily life? When they are confronted with the way they live, they are confronted with perimeters that they have to be honest with the Lord. What their hearts that they have to be clean. When their old house, when they have to search within themselves things that do not belong to God. How many those who he has called, when he had to start the work in their life, there is a hindrance in their lives because there are things that they possess that they shouldn't be there. Jesus say, go and call your husband. And he said, Master, I do not have husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast said this well, I have no husband. Because thou hast five husbands. And he who thou not have the husband, is that said to truly? And the woman started to realize that I have perceived, I'm convinced, I'm full, I can see now, you must be a prophet. I can see some things that they had to happen because we have been a prophet in our lives. It's a tragedy. Are the things that cannot happen because of these hindrances, because of these things that are in our lives. Look, be like a Samaritan woman. When you are confronted with stuff in your life, when you have confronted with life issues in your life, don't make sure to hide them, but be transparent in the Lord. Tell the Lord what really bothers you. Tell the Lord all the problems of your life. This woman has told you, he say, I perceive thou art a prophet. I can see that you are a prophet. I see that you are man of God. I am here today to tell you, believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in what God is saying in your life. Because the Bible, Jesus, the woman, his belief in Jesus Christ. I believe you are a prophet. I know that I've met the man of God. And Jesus tried to tell him that the hour has come and the hour is now. Your time, you think, is at a time when you are old. You think maybe next year. We think no, but Jesus said the hour is now that the true worshippers shall worship God in spirit, in truth. Because this woman is a woman of truth. He lied. He said nothing that is a lie about his life. But he had told Christ the truth about his life. Go and tell his master what's going on in your life. Tell him the troubles that are troubling you in your life. Tell him your problems in your life. Tell Jesus Christ what is really happening in your life. I tell you, I beseech you, brothers and sisters, wherever you are today, you can be like, you can learn things in this Samaritan woman, things that are lacking in the Christian cycle in the life that you are living in. You can go to the Samaritan woman and start to realize what God can do in your life. God is about one to change your life. It's up to him what you'll do with the life that Jesus Christ is giving you. What you'll do when you are this Samaritan woman. The woman said, unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. He got down the revelation of Christ. He got that revelation who he was talking to. That Jesus said, that I speak unto thee, I am he. I pray that today you may get a revelation of your life, for your children, for your family, that I'm Christ that is speaking to you. You may have a revelation that God, that John the Baptist had, that he who was in the beginning is the one that is speaking to you today. You may get the revelation of Christ is that he indeed is here for your life. You may start to get a revelation for your ministry that he was promised is already here. The things that you look and want touch in your life. Now you can have an idea that he who has called, he who is wonderful, wonderful counselor, great prophet, Jesus Christ, he is in your life. He's confronting you. Give your life to him. Give your situation, your circumstance to him. And today that you may have this eternal life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And until we meet again, don't miss the opportunity to receive to Christ what God has given you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God and strengthen you. May God open your eyes and may God may fill you with your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Giyan binyala bazalwane ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Lona ngumfundisi Vilakazi from South Africa under SKM Network. This program was produced by Mercedes God. What a great joy and a great opportunity lo uNkulunkulu asinike yona namhlanje entambama ukuze sizokhuluma nawe about the things that are more important than the life we are living in today. Without waste any time, I want us to talk about speaking the word of God, or the power of speaking the word of God. You know, when I read the book of Genesis, it tells me that there are certain things, or everything that we see around with our own eyes, God created them by speaking the word. We'll go through the book of Genesis, but I just want to elaborate something. That means everything that we see around has been created by speaking the word. You know,
My question is, if God created everything by speaking the word, what's stopping me to speak the word over the circumstances, over the situation, over every problem that I came across? You know, but the question is, what would you speak over circumstances if you don't know the word? Or if you don't study the word? You know, the church and fellowship, there's something that we have, it calls a Bible marathon. Bible marathon is that we study, it's a program that we have created so that we can study the word every day. And it's one chapter a day, so that means it's 6 books per week. And every time when I give them, I'll ask the question, what are we reading this month or this week? And you could see some of them, they're not even interested in this thing. They're not even studying the word. But let me tell you something, that studying the word of God, you're not doing anybody a favor. You're not doing your neighbor a favor. You're not doing your spouse a favor. You're not doing your children a favor, but you're doing yourself a favor. The Bible says, guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of lives. It never says your partner will guard your heart. It never says your community or your friends will guard your heart. But it says you as an individual, guard your heart. That means it's your responsibility as an individual to guard your heart. Same applies with the word of God. You're not doing anybody a favor, but you're doing yourself a favor. What am I saying about it? Because there are times whereby you came across situation. There will come a time whereby you meet difficult situation, whereby you need to speak the word over that situation. But what would you speak if you don't have the word? What would you say over that situation if you don't have the word? The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. That means when that word was sent out, it pierced everything that came across. And the word of God is active and alive. That means whatever we say with our mouth, believing in that word, without any doubt, we know that God will manifest himself through his word. You know, where I work, there is something that we called a PER. I'm an inspector by profession. We inspect the containers or the vessels. And in that situation, there's a document that's it's governed by the Department of Labor. Department of Labor is giving us this document. It says, this document, I'm expecting this vessel to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That means whenever I inspect, I must keep that in mind with each and everything that is written in this document. It complies because this is a legal document. So on Thursday, I went there and I do the inspection. And I did the inspection, everything was there, everything. And I realized that there is no earth cable on it. And I looked at this and I know that an earth cable, it was meant whenever there's a lightning or whatever, if it struck on the vessels, any force of ignition or whatever, it might go straight to the ground so that it won't cause any harm to the vessel. So now I took a paper. There's something that we call NCR. It's a non-conformant. I took it to the owner of the plant and I put it on his table. I said, I'm issuing you a non-conformant because that vessel of yours doesn't have an eighth cable. He said something to me that struck my mind. that came after a couple of hours that year. Because the guy knows the PR, which is pressure regulation equipment. He studied a document and he asked me, he said to me, I understand that and I don't disagree with you. But tell me, where is this document supporting this thing? If this document supporting that this vessel must have an earth cable, then I'll accept the NCR. Because I know the documents, I know by heart, I read it every day, I have it in my house, I have it in my phone, I have it on my desk. I know it's not supporting, doesn't say anything, but even though it's part of the safety device of the equipment. And he said to me, you can't force me. I'll do it when I want, even though I understand the importance of the earth cable. But when coming to this document of the NCR, I'm sorry, I won't sign it. I took it back, I went to my office. While I was busy writing the report, and the Holy Spirit stuck something in my spirit. And he said to me, you see what happened there? It's exactly what the devil does to the Christians. Because the devil will never attack you without facts. The devil, whenever he attacks you, he knows where is your weakest point. He knows that if I am to possess this guy, where must I start? Because whenever we say the word without reading it, without studying it, we pick everything that comes around and we make it at our own. And whenever we say that way, the devil will come to you and said, where is written? Show me. Because you don't study the word. You can't give him a reference. That's where he possesses you. That's where he installs manipulation in you. That's where he confuses you. That's where he starts killing you. Because when you read the book of John 10:10, it says when the enemy comes, he only comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill. But before that, he has to convince you so that you can be on his side in order for you to kill you, to destroy you. I saw the importance as Christians that we need to study the word of God. How much more about a Christian who knows the word of God? Because when that situation comes, when the enemy raised the standard, the Spirit of God says he will rise stand above all the enemy standard. But how will you confess the word of God if you don't know the word of God? How will you confess the word of God if you don't study the word? Study the way. It is important. Because there are times you are alone. And the only thing that can pull you out of that pit is when you confess the word of God. I want us to read the book of Genesis chapter 1. I want to show you the power of confessing the word of God. The book of Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read the whole chapter, but we'll skip it because of time. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was formless and empty and darkness covered by the deepest of water. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Verse 3, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let's jump to verse 6. Verse 6 says, then God said, let there be space between the waters and separate the waters and the heavens of the waters of the earth. Then whatever God said, it happens on verse 3. We jump to verse 9. It says, then God said, let there be beneath the sky and the sky flow together into the space so that the dry ground can produce or whatever happens. And whatever God said in verse 9, it happens in verse 10. Let's jump to verse 14. It says, then God said, let the light appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. And let there be signs to mark the seasons or the days of the year. Whatever that God says in verse 14, it happens in verse 15. Verse 20, it says, then God said, let the water swim and fish in the light. Let the skies be filled with birds and kind. Whatever God said in verse 20, in verse 21, it happens the way God said it. Verse 24, then God said, let earth produce sort of animals, each producing of offspring and same kind, livestock, small animals, and squirrel along the ground. And the world and animals is what happened in God in verse 25. Verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our own image. And verse 29 said, then God said, look, I have given you every seed bearing blood through the earth, and all the fruit of tree from their food. And I have given every green plant food for all the wind of animal and the bird of the sky, and the small animal that crawl along the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened the way God said it. That means each and everything that we see around, even the world that we are walking on, it was created through the word. So my question is, if everything that God created through the word, and that God lives in you, what's stopping you to speak the word over the circumstances you're coming through? What's stopping you to speak the word of God over the sicknesses that you are going through? Because his word says, by his stripes we were healed. But when the devil comes, he will make sure that he confuses you. But if you don't study the word, if you're confident about the word of God, he will ask you, are you sure it's exactly what God said in his word? Because you don't study the word, so show me the reference. Because you don't study, you can't produce that because you don't study the word. But once you study the word and believe in his word, whatever God said in his word, it shall come to pass. But only those who believe in his word and do whatever that God said. If God gave you that power, why can't you use it? Because when you read the book of Genesis chapter 26, it says God made man his own image and his likeness. That means when God sees you, he sees himself. You are God's mirror because you have the genetics, you have the blood of Jesus, you have the cells of God in you. You know, I said to one guy the other day, if I can get a chance, I want to sit down with David and ask him, when he wrote all these Psalms, what went through in his mind? What went through his mind? When you read the Bible in the book of Psalms, it says, what is man that is so mindful of him? What is man? Ngiyithanda ngesiZulu, uyini umuntu ukuze umcabange kangaka? What is man? It's because you have the cells of God. You have the genetics of God. You have that blood flows in you. That's why God will never sleep a day. That's why God will run after you every day of your life. He will use all the sort of kind of anything that he can use so that his word can get to you. It's because God cares about you. It's because God loves you. That's why God will never stop running after you. Let's go back to our message. If you convince that I have the genetics of the Lord, that means I have the power to speak the word. And whatever I say, because the Bible says when the word of God comes, it will never go back without doing his word. That means each and every situation, I must speak the word of God. And believing that the word of God is alive. Speak the word. Even though you don't see any sign. Even though there's no direction. But keep on speak the word without any hesitation about it. Even though you can be inside the tunnel. La ungaboni khona the light from this side and the back side, but keep on saying the word of God. Because lentswe la Modimo will never come out. La gutlela le setsa msebi. The word of God is like rain that waters the ground. And you can even see when the ground is wet. Because the rain has rained. The word of God is like that. It's like a seed that you planted at a certain time, at a certain season. It will show forth what you have been planted. Because the word of God is alive. The word of God, the word of God is alive. I want to show you something in the book of Matthew 8. Let's start verse 6. It says, "The Lord, my youngest servant lies in bed, paralyzed, and he's in terrible pain." Then Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." But the officer said, there's one thing I love about this officer. There's something that he knew about Jesus. There's something that he knew that in my tongue lies the life and death. He knew that if Jesus can say a word, he knew that whatever Jesus said, it would compound with the healing itself. And he said, "I'm not worthy to have to come to my house, but just say a word. Just say a word, my servant will be healed." Just say a word. If this guy is so convinced that Jesus, if he can say a word, his servant will be. What's stopping you to believe in the word of God? And the worst case scenario that you have God in you, you have Jesus, you have the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, that will guide you in every way that you go. Why don't you believe the word of God? When the word of God is sent out, why don't you stand on the way and say, "Modimo, no matter circumstances they are, no matter what the situation may press me down, but I will believe your word, because your word is true." Let's see what the spoken word as the Lord Jesus. We must be introduced to the spoken word of God. So how does the God spoke the word and accomplish his satisfied by us? Through his sons and the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says Christ Jesus, who became to a wisdom of God, his righteousness and sanctifies and redemption us. What God's word is saying to us in the scripture, we must be introduced to be spoken the word of God. We must meet him. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So that means that word I'm speaking, in other words, I'm sending God himself to do the job. But the question is, if you don't know the Word of God, if you don't study the Word, what are you sending there? What would you send in there? Jesus Christ, he's the word of God. The Bible of the document that he's testifying to the spoken word of God. That simply means the book of the word. It manifested of the Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 says, "For you have been born again, not the perishable seed." That means the seed that God has birthed you with, it's the uncorrupt. Ha'iboli. It will live forever and it will remain fresh each and every day. That means when God planted you, he gave you something that will never come to an end. So why don't you tap in the word and believe in the word? There are circumstances that they're pressing us, they're pushing us into a corner. But the only thing that we can came out of that situation is when we speak the word of God. The book of John chapter 14 says, by trusting in the word of God, by following each and every example that the Lord Jesus has set to us, we promise an ability to do everything that Christ did more. And every truly, I tell you, whatever you believe in me will do the works I've been doing. They even do more what I have done it. But that you can only through by speaking the word of God. Mudimu feel the power, man. God has given you the power. God has given you the power. But Rona, we fail because we don't trust in this word. Refile or no, this certain power is given certain people. We don't know that with the day that you accepted Jesus, you have given the rights to be called child of God. That means each and every situation, you have a right to step in with confidence and say, by his stripes, I am healed. And you will be healed because you believe in him. But let me tell you what Satan does. Even though we confess the word of God, he will make sure that each and everything that you do, he will put a small closet to make sure that you don't believe in the word of God. Because that's what he does. That's what he does. Look what happened to Jesus when he took him to the mountain in Matthew 4:4. He said to him, you see everything around you. This thing, I'll give it to you if you bow to me. There's one thing I love about Jesus. He said to David, it is written. It is written. And when, how would you respond to him? How would you say to him, it is written? What you don't know where it's written. What you don't know what is written. You see how important it is to study the word of God. Walking in the word of God, living in the word of God, believing in the word of God, child of God. I'm telling you today how important. There is nothing more powerful than a Christian who stands in the word of God, who believes in the word of God, who confess the word of God, no matter what the situation they may be. When your friends look at you and say, ah, this guy was that. And when they ask you, who are you? Who are you? And you tell them, I am the voice in the wilderness, paving the ways of God. You are a voice. But people can see that if you don't tap in there. And that's another way of pulling people to Christ. Because whatever you say and you believe in, it shall come to pass. Because people, what they want to see the miracles. And the word of God has the power to do that. We don't pull things. We say, no, whatever that and that and that. No. We don't. Because we believe in the word of God. The word of God, the Bible says, is sharper than any double-edged sword. Whatever that pierces, yaibulala. Because the word of God, it's powerful. The word of God, it's powerful. But why don't you see that? Kungani can't see that. I'm telling you, child of God. My time is limited, but let me wrap up everything in 2 seconds. Everything that God has created, he created by the word. And he's giving you the power. And if unkulunkulu akunikeza the power, you can. You can tap it in. And believe in the word of God. You are the power. Because you have the genetic of God in you. God has given you the power. Listen to me. God has given you the power. All you need to do is to tap in that power. And believe that God, whatever I say with my mouth. Because you said life and death lies in my tongue. But if I say it, it shall come to pass. If I kill it, it will die. Because these two are lying in my tongue. But I need to be careful what I'm saying with my mouth. There are situations that the devil can press you as much as he wanted. But the word can rescue from that. All I want you to say to you, speak the word. Speak the word of God. 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 It will be enough. Speak the word of God. Never cease to speak the word of God. The word of God is powerful. It is powerful. It is powerful, Bazalo. It is powerful. This is Pastor Vilakazi from South Africa on the SKM Network. This program was produced by Mercedes School. I love you with the love of God because God cares about you. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name.